ABC Listen.
Gardening Australia Junior.
Yowch!
Costa, are you okay?
Ah, this stinging nettle got me on the arm.
Are you talking about a plant?
Yep, Millie, can you get the soap out of my backpack?
Sure.
And Xavier, can I have some water out of your bottle?
No worries.
Oh, that feels a bit better.
It seems a bit mean for that plant to hurt you, Costa.
Yeah, you're the biggest plant lover we know.
I've got no hard feelings towards this little nettle. They're so good for the planet.
Good? They sound nasty to me.
Yeah, if they're so good, then why do they sting people?
That is a great question. And I reckon we can answer it with the help of my compost. I've got some in my backpack with the soap.
I can't believe you're giving your compost to that stinger.
Yeah, don't you say that compost is a plant booster?
Wait till you see the boosting power of mine. It's made from fruit peels, tea leaves, and some secret magic ingredients.
Ooh.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there. Makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall, and you will seem so very small.
That stinging nettle is shooting up.
It's growing taller than the trees.
I think your compost is too strong, Costa.
Get out of the way!
Whoa!
Is the stinging nettle extra dangerous now that it's extra enormous?
I don't want to test out that theory by touching it again.
Me neither.
Let's just take a seat under the canopy and watch for a while. My compost will wear off soon.
I didn't realise the nettle was so hairy.
Oh yeah, it's covered in silver hairs.
That's what gets you. They're on the stem, the branches and the leaves.
The leaves even look a bit scary.
Yeah, they're pointy and have jagged edges like teeth.
Well, maybe you'll like the flowers. They're on the stem, see?
They're small, well, big from this angle, and a basic greenish white.
I mean, they're all right, I suppose.
You pair are giving this plant quite a hard time.
I still don't understand what's so good about it.
Can you hear that?
Aha! I knew they wouldn't be too far away.
Who wouldn't be too far away?
You'll see.
Wow, is that a fleet of fighter jets?
I don't think fighter jets have legs.
They're all landing on the nettle.
And scampering all over it. Costa, what are they?
These, my friends, are not exactly my friends.
Huh?
They're called aphids, and they're a pest.
I think I see why. They're munching on that nettle leaf.
Who cares if they eat the nettle? It's a nasty stinger, remember?
Aphids eat almost everything in the garden, fruit, veggies, flowers. I wouldn't normally be happy to see them.
So you are happy to see them now?
Well, one good thing about these critters is their place on the food chain. That's the order that shows who eats who.
Ooh, so aphids eat nettles, but what eats aphids?
I reckon you'll find out in about 3, 2, 1.
Ooh!
I know what that is.
Yeah, I can tell by its red shell and black spots.
Ladybug!
So cute, even if it is the size of a flying saucer.
Some say lady beetle or ladybird. I call this one Linda.
Is she about to attack an aphid?
That's my Linda. Eat him up, lady.
Brutal.
Epic.
Okay, so I get that the nettle is feeding the aphids. The aphids feed the ladybugs, and everybody loves ladybugs.
But hang on, why doesn't the nettle just sting the aphids? Or Linda?
Oh yeah, how do they dodge the hair?
I like your thinking, and the reason is, insects are really light.
They look like heavy weights right now.
But without my magic compost, they're teeny tiny. So tiny that the nettle's hairs don't feel them.
But they do feel humans?
Well, we're a lot bigger than insects, usually. And when a big creature like us touches a nettle hair, it feels us and the tip of the hair breaks off. Then poison travels through the hair.
Poison?
Yep, and the poison gets injected into our skin.
Ouch! Like a needle?
A lot like a needle.
Ah! Is that an earthquake?
Quick, Costa, use your compass to make us bigger so we can get away!
It doesn't quite work like that.
Look, way up high. It's a monstrous... goat!
A gargantuan goat. Let's just move out of the way a little further. This could be dangerous.
I think it's bending over.
And sniffing the... oh, surely it knows that this is a stinger.
Get out of here, goatee!
Go find some juicy lettuce instead.
Don't do it! No!
No, goatee, no! Oh, what a scream.
That's gotta hurt.
Ah, yep. The nettle stung the goat.
It's running away.
Poor guy.
So that, my Gardening Australia Junior crew, is why some plants sting.
To hurt goats?
Well, it's more to protect themselves from being eaten by creatures like goats.
It still seems unfair that it stung you, Costa.
Yeah, you're not about to eat the stinging nettle.
Well, actually, humans do eat them.
What?
Goats and other animals can also eat them when they're wilted or dried out without getting stung.
How do people eat them?
Now, please don't go touching a nettle without a grown-up. But we cook them and it takes the sting away. Then it's just like spinach.
No thanks.
I think I prefer spinach.
You can also make tea out of nettles.
Yeah, nah.
I do not trust this super-sized stinger anywhere near my kitchen.
Hey, it's not so super-sized right now.
Aha, it's shrinking back.
The aphids are getting smaller too.
And Linda.
My compost is wearing off.
Whoa!
Huh. The nettle doesn't look so threatening now that it's back to its usual size.
Shall we have some nettle tea?
That's still a hard no from me.
Now, let me tell you what to do if you ever get stung by a stinging nettle.
Oh, yeah. Something to do with soap and water, right?
First things first. Some people can be allergic to stinging nettles, and that could be an emergency if they get stung. And if that's the case, someone will need to call 000.
For an ambulance?
That's right.
You're not allergic, are you, Costa?
No, I'm okay. Thanks, Millie. Then soap and water is the best. You want to wash the area to relieve the sting, but also it'll gently remove any nettle hairs that are in your skin.
Oh, yep. Get those out of there.
Then it's important not to rub or scratch the area because that can make it worse.
It's hard not to scratch sometimes.
I know, but you have to resist the itch. Then you can put a damp cloth or ice pack on to help soothe the sting.
Do you go to the doctor?
Your grown-up will know whether that's needed. If the sting still hurts a lot after an hour or two, the doctor might be a good idea.
I'm telling you, those stinging nettles are nasty.
Everything has its place.
Even nettle tea. You sure I can't make you a cup?
No!
Thank you.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen.
If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.